This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. I know that you will understand when I say there are so many global headlines that I'd love to share with you. It's been very difficult to just pick out some, but we're going to do our best. The church is asleep. So many denominations are talking about the coming of the Lord, and it's because Jack Van Empe has aroused their interest in prophecy from the Word of God. Now, Jack, before we get into the headlines there, the church is asleep. Do you agree with that?
And many of them are asleep because they believe the nonsense of amillennialism. There'll be no millennium. There'll be no rapture. Christ will not come back for 1,000 years. They deny 10,350 verses of the Bible. 1 out of every 4 verses talks about Christ's return. They reject it, and they twist the truth about it, and they will pay a price someday when they meet the Lord, if they meet the Lord. But it is true. He's coming soon, but the Church of Jesus is asleep because they have all these little bedtime stories on Sunday morning instead of preaching the Word of God, which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, Hebrews 4, verse 12. God says in Ephesians 5, 14, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and rise from the dead, and I'll give it light." And I like Romans 13, verses 11 and 12, that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awaken out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe, the salvation of the body for the rapture. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, our sins, and let us put on the armor of light. He's coming soon. Keep looking up.
All right. Now, he referred to the rapture. That's the first R. Then there's another R. The revelation. So just quickly here, we've referred to it before. I'm going to ask Jack if he'll describe the two R's, the two appearings of the Lord. Would you do that for us, Jack?
The rapture is described in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 to 18. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, with the dead, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, frighten one another with these words. one another, verse 18. But that's some of the excuses used by some preachers today. Oh, there's too much going on in the world. We don't want to scare our people. Let's preach the Word of God and let the chips fall where they may. I'll tell you, he's coming soon. And as soon as we hear, come up hither, Revelation 4:1, we sweep through 187 trillion billions of miles in 11/100ths of a second. That's right. And that's 1 Corinthians 15:52. And we're changed to be like the Lord Jesus. The psalmist said in chapter 17, verse 15, "I shall be satisfied when I awaken with your likeness, Lord." And Philippians 3:21 says he's going to change our vile bodies that they be fashioned like unto his glorious body. We're going to be changed to be like the Lord Jesus. So forget that facelift. Something better is coming soon. And then comes the tribulation hour. We're not going to be here for it. Why? God's promise. Luke 21:36, "Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that are coming to pass on the earth," what you're going to hear today. And Revelation 3:10 says, "Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep you from the hour of testing which comes on the whole world to try them that are upon the face of the earth." Now, he didn't say, "I'll keep you through it." That's the Greek word dia. He said, "I will keep you out of it." The Greek word ek. There's no doubt as to what God means when he says we're going to be evacuated soon.
Whoa, we're going to miss the tribulation. That's something to look forward to, not be afraid of. We need to look for the rapture, the coming of the Lord, with great joy, not fear. But then there's that second R, Jack. Oh, describe that, will you please?
Well, now we're in heaven with him because we've been raptured, and he returns And Revelation 1:7 says, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him. Now, the rapture was a meeting in the air. The revelation is when He reveals Himself to the whole world here on terra firma, on the earth. And it's recorded in Revelation 19, verse 11, when He comes regally on that white horse. And verse 14 adds, the armies in heaven follow Him. Those are the ones who are raptured, who are now returning to rule and reign with Christ for the 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. And Jude described it. And let me tell you how important this was in God's mind, you guys that don't believe in the millennium. It says, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, the seventh generation in history. What? Said the Lord cometh with 10,000s of His saints. That's where we return. And we rule and reign with Christ 1,000 years and then forever and forever, Revelation 22, 5.
Are we really headed for a one world government, and does it tie in with the coming of the Lord? Jack, very good question.
Now, why is that important? Because the new world order cannot come into existence until we are evacuated, the rapture, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So we're gone, and then this leader comes to power. He rules for 7 years, and then Christ returns to the earth and puts a stop to the new world order because it is not in His plan and is not a good thing, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. So don't you see how near the coming of the Lord is? And I'll tell you, I'm keeping ready every hour of the day.
Obama's disarmament goal is endorsed by the UN Security Council. Were you surprised at that? What a headline! What a headline! I have to ask Jack, will President Obama's disarmament and anti-nuclear plan work? Is it going to work, Jack? What do you think?
Here's why it won't work. Because thy word is truth, John 17, 17. And Daniel 9, 26, in the literal Hebrew says, wars and desolations are appointed to the time of the end. Nobody's going to be able to prevent it. As long as you got two people on the face of the earth, you're going to have trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Not only that, but Jesus said in Matthew 24, 7, and Mark 13, verse 8, that there would be wars and rumors of wars. Nations shall rise against nation, ethnic group against ethnic group. But it's useless to talk about putting away armaments and that we can have an anti-nuclear position. No, the Bible says Armageddon is nuclear. Zephaniah 1:18, the whole land shall be devoured by fire. Malachi 4:1, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Revelation 8:7, a third part of the trees was burned. Revelation 9:18, by these three was the third part of men killed by the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone. And isn't it wonderful that we've already said we're going to be snatched away, escaping these things, Luke 21:36, kept from the hour of testing, Revelation 3:10, as long as Khomeini and Ahmadinejad are in power, we cannot have peace, because Ahmadinejad has a commission from God. He says, I've got a connection with Allah. And he told me that if Mahdi comes, I have to get rid of the Jewish world. I have to get rid of Israel and create chaos for the great Satan, the United States of America.
And here we see Israel, Palestinian preconditions, main impediment to peace talks. They say, we've got some conditions or we won't even talk. And then again, Mideast peace starts with respect. Now, this is what they had to say. The Palestinians still haven't recognized the Jewish state. They don't even say they exist. Friends, I think that you'll have to agree that these world headlines are so important. Jack, what is going to happen next? What do you think?
We'll be gone, because that one cannot come to power and set up the peace contract until we've been evacuated, raptured in the twinkling of an eye, 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 6 and 7. And this one then comes to power negotiating a peace contract. He comes in peaceably, Daniel 11, 21. He enters in peaceably, Daniel 11, 24. He makes the 7-year contract of peace in Daniel 9, 27, but it only lasts for 42 months, so there'll be a short time there where everyone is really rejoicing. But it's the contract of death and hell, Isaiah 28, 15, because it's going to lead to global war with numerous dying, millions. Now, listen very carefully. The reason that the people accept it is by peace he destroys many. Daniel 8:25. How can he do that? Because everyone is contented. Oh, this is what we've looked for. It finally happened. They've put away their armaments. They will no longer use nuclear weapons. The leader has done it for us. Wait a minute. They're saying peace, peace. Oh, isn't it great? Peace, peace. But there'll be no peace. Jeremiah 6:14, Jeremiah 8:11. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. And who is the one that begins the sudden destruction? You saw the headline there about Putin. He wants to regain power very soon. You may see Medvedev being put out and Putin taken over. It's been his plan all along. He may be the Gog that leads those nations of Russia and their allies in that final war, Ezekiel 38 and 39. We see Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, and Rush, all cities in Russia, making the push for the war of the latter years and latter days, verses 8 and 16 of Ezekiel 38. But watch this. They're at rest. Everyone's rejoicing. And Russia, the Gog of Magog, says in verse 11, I will go against them that are at rest, that are at peace. They haven't had peace for 2,534 years, but soon this one's going to make the peace and everyone's rejoicing. And Russia makes the move. Study Ezekiel 39, verses 1 to 12 and others where they're put down. Then China makes the move in. The kings of the sun rising, Revelation 16, 12. The greatest war in history, Revelation 9, verses 14 to 18. And the demonic spirits are released out of the Euphrates for the war of wars. And finally, all nations march against Jerusalem. And Jesus then returns and sets his foot upon the Mount of Olives. And that's Zechariah 14, verses 2 and 4. And lo and behold, our Christ comes and puts a stop to those who are destroying the world and one another, Revelation 11, 18, and sets up his kingdom of peace forever, Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7.
Oh, Jack. We've got something to look forward to, don't we? And if the Lord should come today, by the way, do you believe the Lord's coming? He said, if I go away, I'm coming again. Do you believe it? All the things happening in the world point to the coming of the Lord, everything we've given you today. If he did come today, are you really ready? Oh, we need to be ready, Jack. Show us how.
Oh, precious Jesus, what a Savior. God sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14, and he's the only Savior. You cannot be in heaven without him. There's a lot of error being taught today, so look at me and pray it. Lord Jesus, Savior, I trust in the merits of your precious, holy, efficacious blood shed on the cross for sinners, for me, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And today I receive the merits of your shed blood to cover my sins and wash me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart now. I pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. I trust that you prayed that prayer. You know, if you did, you have salvation. And salvation is not turning over a new leaf. It's receiving a new life. How wonderful to have the Lord in our life and know that he can help us through anything. There's my address. Write to me. I'll send you absolutely free this little book of First Steps in a New Direction. If you just let me know you prayed that prayer, First Steps in a New Direction, the Lord will walk with you every step of the way. And now, friends, I just want to say it's so important to be walking with the Lord today, isn't it? So if God is your co-pilot, swap seats. Let him direct your life and he'll take you to the perfect place he wants you to be. And now we'll look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, please remember, God cares for you. In the midst of all of this, God cares for you. I repeat it, and so do we. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,